Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take. And this week, we're welcoming back live theater to our community. The Marietta Theater in the Square is starting live productions again with our own Step Stewart. It will be a production of Step Stewart's Motown Motor City Review running June 4th through August 1st. This new production will feature local talent, including Avis LaShawn, Lamont Williams, and Lauren Highsmith. Miss Highsmith is a professional artist and academic, and she will play the role of Diana Ross in this production. Lauren Highsmith, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, before we get started with the production, can you tell us how you survived the pandemic, the shutdown as an artist? How was it for you?
Well, for me, I definitely missed the interaction with a live audience. I think that we don't only produce energy, but we also receive energy in performance, and we feed off of it in order to perform at our fullest potential. So I think sometimes in the virtual scene of whatever these things that we did, some of us were on Zoom, some of us found different platforms to use in order to either give live or recorded concerts. And it was inventive, it was innovative, but it didn't really allow us to capture all of the energy that we typically would get in a live situation.
So
it felt disconnected.
So the energy was missing in the virtual world that you're used to with the live audiences. Now, do you think that the shutdown was worse for creatives who are used to receiving that energy, you know, getting fed by the crowd? Did creatives have to find their inner introvert? What was that feeling like not to have that energy?
I think I might be an outlier in that. I won't be able to speak for everybody in this because while the pandemic was horrible, quarantine for me was great because I'm naturally introverted. So I just enjoyed being in my bubble. But in terms of how it was for creatives, those who really make their bread and butter via touring or, doing live events, they really struggled, whether they were on the stage or backstage. All of those, not just the front men that you see on stage, but even those in the bands who are looking for gigs, or those who are sound engineers or stage techs. All of these people just felt lost for a moment and had to think about new ways to do their job. So I think that might have been the cloud, but the silver lining of it is that we were creative, as creatives, to be able to find different ways to do what we do or to really dive into something else. Like, I know, even though I didn't have many live gigs, I still had a lot of recording projects. I did some voiceover work. I did a lot of writing, songwriting for others. So, and I think being online allowed for so many other people to get online traction. This might be the most that I've been sought out via my Instagram. I'm like, wow, just by people not even here in Atlanta, but even in London, who want to work with me. And I'm like, wow, this happened because of the internet. So I think that is the silver lining of that cloud, of just being able to creatively reinvent what we do.
I love it. Always finding the silver lining. Now, how did you feel when the opportunity to perform, you know, to get back on stage, when this production came open? You know, were you nervous, excited? Were you scared? Are you ready to perform? Do you think you're rusty? What is that call like after a year to go back up on stage?
I'm excited. I don't think I'm rusty. I actually had a performance at Bread Coffee House across from Emory University. It's a very chill, relaxed kind of environment, but it was still kind of that feeling of the first time being live in front of people again. And it made me realize that it's like a muscle. You can get back into it. And as long as you are comfortable in what you're doing and you are true to what you're doing and you're able to really give your all, it's not going to be a problem. I think it's for those who may overthink what the thing is or what the process or performance may be, maybe that could be stress-inducing of saying we haven't been out for so long, how will they receive us? But I think that's the wrong approach. Rather than how will they receive us, they come because they need you, because they want you, and they missed this. They missed you and your energy. But I don't think that we should have to worry.
I don't think you all have to worry either. I think we did miss the theater. We did miss live performances quite a bit. So in Step Stewart's Motown Motor City Review, you are actually playing the icon, Diana Ross. How does that feel? And, you know, what did you do to prepare for this role?
I have been doing this role. Well, I guess I can't include the gap, but I've done this role before, and I think that each time I do it, I learn something more. There's something new to discover or to put into the act, to not make a caricature of who she is, but just to try to embody her more. And what Step always says is, or not even just Step, but what the cast also says is, as soon as I put that wig on, I'm Diana. And I think it's true. It's about playing that character, and it's her as a character, not necessarily as herself. I do want to make that distinction, but I think it's a really great honor to be able to pay homage to her in this way. In preparing, I looked a lot at her performances, her style. I was talking to Step earlier about makeup, because I do my own makeup for the show, and I want to make sure that those eyes pop. We talk about lashes. He sends pictures. He sends videos. And I listen to the nuances in her voice when she sings. So it's not necessarily fully my voice when I'm singing. I do know that I sound different than her, but I want to make sure that the audience feels like they're getting as much of Diana as possible.
So what do you think it is in putting on the wig? Does it just bring a new energy? Does it bring the Diana energy? What is it like getting in that costume that brings the character to life?
I think it's about a shift in mentality to don the costume or to try to embody the character. I think when I'm not in the wig, when I'm not in full costume and face, I am Lauren. Just like I think my other persona for myself, Lava High, she has her own persona as well that I think I don't carry through my regular day-to-day life. She's definitely more of a people person. She engages with the crowds much more easily, and it's a different kind of presence that you do or that you embody, that you create when you are performing, to be a bigger version of yourself. And so when I think about that in Diana's character, it's not just about becoming a bigger persona or a bigger person than myself, but also, what is it about her that I can see in myself? Or what are the things that are outside of me that I need to put into context to be able to perform this as authentically as possible? And so I think with that, it's about the way she walks, the way that she interacts with people, the way she might flip her hair, or things that she says, or the way, the nuances of her voice or the timbre of her voice in what she says or sings, that aren't you in your day-to-day life. So how do you create that? You have to, it's an act. So I think with the wig, it really, the wig, the dress, the shoes, the makeup, it's all about figuring out the balance between who she is and what it is that I can give to embody her character. And I think hair is part of that.
With Diana Ross, definitely hair was always a part of her persona, as you mentioned. So I want to remind our listeners that the tickets are on sale right now at the Marietta Theater on the Square for Step Stewart's Motown Motor City Review. It is running June 4th through August 1st, and you can get the tickets at www.theaterinthesquare.net. The show is going to be on the weekends, Friday at 8, Saturdays at 2 p.m. and 8, and on Sundays at 3 p.m. So, Lauren, you've mentioned that you've played this character in this production before. Can you tell us what you mentioned learning something every time? What have you learned this time in the cast coming together for this production?
Oh, and it's actually pretty funny. In the promos for the show that we've been doing for senior citizens, I invited my brother and also brought my dog just so that they could be able to see what I do sometimes. And my dog is, he's a fluffy little white cloud. And the audience thought that he was part of the performance because it's like Diana and this dog. I was like, wow, like it's not something that I did intentionally, but I guess that is something to think about in terms of how people perceive her, the different, like the little things, the little details that people pay attention to. Like, wow, you wouldn't think that people would think about her and her little dog. But it really just kind of shows the attention and the dedication of fandom, I would say.
Well, Lauren, I'm going to ask, could you sing us out?
Sure. Should I sing some jazz for you?
Sure thing.
Okay. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable and photographable. Yes, you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you really care for me. Stay, funny Valentine, stay, because each day with you will be funny Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you in Step Stewart's Motown Motor City Review at the Marietta Theater on the Square. Take care now.
Thank you. You as well.